Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf memtes. We're holding the top line, the final word on the line. Tani, onto line two. Tani, Rabbi Bar Bachana, kami de Rav. Rabbi Bachana recited the following braisa in front of Rav. The braisa on the surface is a little bit obscure. It begins telling us b'kivsei atzeres. We all know about the kivsei atzeres. We've been learning about that the last few days. Those are the matirim for the shtei halechem in the Beis HaMikdash. Sheshachton l'shum eilim, and the shoicher who's shechting them says, I have in mind l'shum eilim for rams. Now we've had already two different types of shloi l'shma in the past. One shloi l'shma has been, for instance, a chatas for a shlamim, or shlamim for a chatas, or for an oila, or for any other carbon. That's one form of shloi l'shma, which is talking about, of course, shinui kodesh. We've also had shinui balim, that the korban was brought by Reuven and the Kohen or the Shoichet had in mind for Shimon or Levi or Yehuda or somebody else. But this seems to be the first time that we're coming across Kivosim L'Shum Eilim. And the Loshon HaBraisa continues on, K'sherim V'Le'ol L'Balim Shem Choyva. So that mirrors what we have at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. Kol HaZvachim Shenizvachu Shaloi L'Shmon K'sherim Elish V'Le'ol L'Balim Shem Choyva. Except for, of course, Pesach and Chatos, yes, and Rabbi Lezer holds also Oshem, yeah. But we're not talking, yes, I'm sorry.
The pshat is that he thought it was kvasim.
No, he thought they were kvasim. They were kvasim.
No, they were land. They were kvasim. So what is the pshat that he thought they were idols?
Okay, very good, good. Very good questions. I'm glad that you're focusing on what we need to deal with. So, yes, the Lashon of the Braise is the same as the Lashon of the Mishnah beginning, Masechta Zvachim, that all the Zvachim are, if they are Shaloi Lishma, they're kosher. And here we're not in one of the exceptional cases. We're not talking about a case of a Pesach. We're not talking about a Chatos. We're not talking about an Osher Mekuyim Treblezer. So what's the problem? What's going on over here? What's it? Kvasim Lishum Eilim. So the Mefarshim, the Sfasemes, and other Achroinim explain that what really is going on is Kvasim, as we know. Well, let's start back for one moment. We had already a few days ago, it says in the Pasuk, that when you bring the Shtei Alechem, you have to bring with it a lot of Korbanos, not just the two Kvasim. Which other Korbanos do you have to bring? You have to bring a whole slew of Oilis. And those Oilis were 1, 2, and 7. What are the 1, 2, and 7? If you want to look up the Pasuk, we had it here on Mem Hei Amud Beis in the Torah Ora Shalem. Mem Hei Amud Beis, first Torah Ora Shalem. They craft them ala lechem, together with the lechem. That's the Shtei HaLechem that we're talking about. You bring Shivas Kvosim Tmim and B'nei Shana, that's the 7. Upar Ben Boker Echad, 1 par. Ve'elim Shnayim and 2 Elim. So I have now 1 par, 2 Elim, 7 Kvosim. You, Oila Lashem, all of them combined are going to be for a carbon Oila. All of them are for a carbon Oila. And you remember we spoke about the fact that it's 1, 2, 7. So everybody piped up and said, oh, that's so reminiscent of Yimei Purim, where there were 127 Medinos. Yeah, fine. Now after that, it says in the Pasuk immediately thereafter, Vasisim sir izim echad lechatos, bring a sorry for chatos, Ushnei chvasim and eishana lezevach shlamim and 2 chvasim for eishlamim. So why do we keep on talking about the kivsei atzeres? Why don't we talk about all those other karbanos? And you remember the Gemara tells us, because here, there's a tenufa. What is a tenufa? V'hein nifako yin oisom. You take the 2 kvasim, that is the 2 kivsei atzeres, the 2 shlomim karbanis. You take the 2 lechem, and you do a ganze tenufa up and down, back and forth, like they did in the basement. Okay, there, fine. So, what does it have to do with us? So getting back again to this braisa, it says, kivsei atzeres, sheshchotem l'shum eilim. What is the difference, Rabbi, between a keves and an ayil? It's only a question of age. Exactly right. A keves is up to 1 year old, and ayil is beyond 1 year old. There's a period in between called the pilgas, but that's not for today's discussion. Anyway, yes, exactly. So, let's think, lehavdil. You come to bar mitzvah, and you don't know who the bar mitzvah boy is, you just know the parent, and you see the bar mitzvah boy. Sometimes this bar mitzvah boy, you say, what, that boy in bar mitzvah? He looks like he's only 9 or 10 years old. He looks like, you know, good. And sometimes you go and come to a bar mitzvah, and you say, It's a bar mitzvah boy. He looks like a chusin. He looks like he's ready to get married. So you see that when you're talking about a young man, you can easily make a mistake between whether he's already bar mitzvah or not. Sometimes if you're short on a minyan, you have 9 people, and then you have a kid coming in. Is he 12? Is he 13? Is he 14? I don't know. So you have to ask. So lahavdol alfi avdolos, the same thing can happen with lambs and rams, that a keves eventually becomes an ayil if it lives long enough to become into the ayil stage. A keves, one always refers to a ben shana. Ayil is already ben shtei shanim. It's already in its second year and older. So the shoicher who shechting, he has in mind from kvasim to eilim. But it still doesn't answer the question. That is not a shinui koidish. That's not a shinui balim. What is the inyan over here? Says the Sfasemis. The kvasim means that these were in fact 2 kvasim for the shlamim. What other number 2 do we have? Oh, the number 2 of the elim when it comes for the oilos. Ah, so the shoicher u'shechti knows we're going to bring the shtei alechem. After all, today is Shavuos. This is not a carbon brought by Reuven, Shimon, or Levi. This has been brought by Klal Yisrael. This is a carbon tzibur. But he erred in thinking that the 2 kvasim that are now standing in front of him, which were intended to be the kibsi atzeres, to be matir, the carbon, because they're the shlamim, he thought that these are the 2 elim, which are part of the 127 oilois. And that's why he's getting 2. He's not getting this big par, obviously. He's not getting 7 kvasim together. He's getting 2 together. So instead of thinking that these are the 2 kvasim for the shlam, he thought that these were the 2 elim for the carbon oil.
He did the tufa before this?
Somebody else did the tufa. Okay. He wasn't involved. He was at that time, he was a Mekadesh Yedayim Berglayim.
Is there an order of operations that the 2 kvasim are shechted first and then the 217, or there's no order?
To my knowledge, there's no order.
This is all the chakra solos. This is not the musafim. This is
nothing to do with musaf. This is in Leviticus. This is not in the book of Numbers. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. And Amor, not in Pinchas. Because, in fact, if you go to Pinchas, then it's 217, right. It's not 1, 2, and 7.
It's not the supplementary service.
Not the supplementary services. Exactly. You've explained it beautifully. We're going to talk more about the supplementary services in the Mishnah down below. We got time for that.
Yeah. Musaf means the additional service.
The additional service. Yeah, not the supplementary, but the
supplementary
additional.
Means you're supplementing.
Yeah, this is an exchange.
Okay. Well, you talk about the
efficiency if there's a supplement.
Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So what happened over here is that the Koyin made or the shoychet, right? You're going to correct me. Koyin can be shoychet, fine. The shoychet was shechting now the 2 kvasim. He thought that these are not the 2 kvasim, which are the matirim, which are the ones that are for the shlamim. He thought that these were part of the big oila package, and these were 2 elim. Oh, so now that makes sense. It is a real shini koydish. But there's no shini koydish to either a chatas or a pesach or an oshem. We're talking about between a case of a shlamim to a case of the oilam, so therefore that's fine. It's kosher. I mean, he made a boo-boo. Since this happens to be among the whole regiment of kabbalas that have to be brought today as part of the shvuas, so he's not oil shemchoyv, he's going to have to go and shecht again 2 new kvasim for purposes of the korban, for the matir, the shtei lechem, and presumably the other 2 elam are waiting somewhere out to be geshochten for purposes of the korban oil. So Zoyi Zok to Tanakama, Kvasim Hashem Eilim, Koshim Lam Shem Choyv. Homily Rav. Rav heard this and he said, Olu V'Olu. Mind you, Rav is an Amoira, he's not a Tana, and he's now arguing with the Braisa. So there are 2 ways of approaching Gemaris like this. How could Rav say the Braisa is wrong? Either because Rav held that this was not an official, authenticated, certified Braisa, because as we know, the only Braises that we can totally rely on are those from
Rabchi
and Raboishia. Any Braisa which is not from Rabchi and Raboishia is open somewhat to conjecture and speculation as to their reliability. And Rav felt that this Braisa, this was not among the Rabchi and Raboishia Braises, and therefore we don't follow this. And or Rav Tanhu Palik, even though this may have been the best Braisa in the world, Rav is considered to be on the Madrega of Atana, because Rav was in between, in that overlapping period between the end of the Tanoim and the beginning of the Amir. Right. Okay, the Gemara doesn't like to bring that Rav's Tanu Palik, because Rav is, you never find Rav in a Mishnah, Rav is only in the Gemara, with Rav and Shmuel and Yoichan and etc. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara Vaita, so Omele Rav, all of the other, no, this is good. these gifts, the Atzeres, he had in mind for Eilim, not only it happens to be that it is kosher, but all the Balam Shem Choyva, and we have two bona fide Gevaldigia Kvasim that are Matir the Lechem, you don't have to do anything over again. So now let's understand, where is Rav coming from? Obviously the person had a bad machshava, and the bad machshava should cause it to be, at the very least, Le'ol Balam Shem Choyva. So Amar Rav Chisda, Mistav Rav Milzad Rav, I'll explain to you what Rav had in mind. In other words, Rav is no longer with us, and therefore I'll tell you what Rav probably meant. Because Sover Eilim, V'shochtam L'shem Kvasim, Shehari Kvasim L'shem Kvasim Nishchatu. What does that mean? Because Sover Eilim, the truth of the matter is these behemoths were taka Kvasim. He thought that they were Eilim. In other words, he erred.
He made a mistake,
exactly. And after he made the mistake, shachton l'shem kvasim, he had in mind anyway l'shem kivsei atzeres. In other words, in his mind, it looked like these were older. He thinks to himself, these are probably elim and not kvasim, but, you know, that's what they gave me to go and shecht. So I have in mind, and I declare that we're going to go and shecht l'shem the kivsei atzeres.
He knew already he was making a mistake.
He didn't know.
Actually, he wasn't.
He's shechting. Two animals are in front of him. And
he says, I know these are Eilim.
No, and he doesn't know. No. Slow down. These are really kvasim. These are youngsters. These are really kvasim. Kasover, but he thinks in his mind, he thought that they were Eilim. Why? He made a mistake. We all make mistakes. I make more than anybody else, as you know from every single day from this year. Anyways, Kasover, he thought it was Eilim. But he says, I don't care that they're Eilim. I'm going to shech them l'shem kvasim because we need the kvasim to be matir the chodesh him b'mikdash and the shtei alechem. So I have in mind l'shem kvasim for the kivsei atzeres. And then it turns out we come to him and said, "What did you think these animals were?" Well, I thought they were elim. That's why I was screaming out, "I'm doing it l'shem kvasim, Mister." They were kvasim all along. Really, I didn't know that. And therefore says now Rav Chisda Aliba de Rav. You know why Rav says Olav Yolav, Shari Kvasim, Lishim Kvasim, Nishchetu. Bottom line is, they were Kvasim. Bottom line is, he says, I have in mind to Shecht Kvasim. No, if they were Kvasim. And he says Kvasim.
What's the problem?
So, you know, that's why Olav Yolav. However, Aval, Kisover, Eilim, Vishachim, Lishim, Eilim. What happens if he thought they were Eilim? And in fact, he says, I have in mind for Eilim. And remember, although the Gemara doesn't spell it out, but the Sfasemis and the Achroinim say what was really going on is he thought that these were not the two Kivsei Atzeres to be Mata the Lechem, but these are two of the Eilim from the 127 Oilois that we spoke about before. And he shocked Mishim Shlom and he said, Lishim Eilim, and he says, yeah, I have in mind for the Oilois for these Eilim. What's the din now? Loi. Even Rav would agree, Loi Olu Labalim Shim Choiva. Why? This person made a mistake. He didn't intentionally want to go and be oiker and do shloi v'shma. It was a simple mistake. To him it appeared that these were older rams when really they were younger lambs. No. Zoktach Rav Chisda, because Rav would hold that Akira betois havi Akira, even though that he was oiker, the shame from the kvasim that they really were, they were really kvasim. He was oiker, he said Eilim, because he thought it was Eilim. But he made a mistake. We all make mistakes. Nevertheless, a mistake in Akira is a good Akira. In other words, it's an effective, legally binding Akira. And that's why there's a Shinei Kodesh involved. So it's kosher. And even Rav would agree, Loi Olu V'Olu, you're going to have to bring a brand new card. Azeidur Chachistav. For Rav Omar, no. Akir betois loy havi akir. Since the whole reason why he said Eilim, Eilim, Eilim is because he was under the mistaken impression that these were Eilim. If he would have known that they were Kvasim, he never would have said Eilim. This is the chafayin, the taira, chushev, erlechid, shoychin who's been shechting now for the last 150 years, never made a mistake until now. Okay, after the age of 150, you're entitled to your first mistake. He made a mistake. Akir v'toyos lihavi akira, and therefore it is a kosher carbon. And even in this case, Rav said and would have said, olu v'olu. So far, so from this point on, the Gemara is going to challenge this statement of Rabba that akira v'toyos lihavi akira. And the first one who's going to challenge it is Rabba himself. Although our Gemara says Omer Rava on the side, they change it to Rabba, and not only over here, but all the other Ravas that we're going to have from here to the Mishnah, all of them are Rabbas. So Omer Rava, Umasvinan Aishmaitin. I'm going to ask Akash on my own halacha, which I just said, Toch Kedei Dibur, a second ago. Because on the previous line, Rabbi said, Akira Betois, Loi Havi Akira. I'm going to go and show you, L'choira from the Beferish Mishnah, Abraisa, that in fact, it is an Akira after all. Where? Amgalein Takehanim Shepiglu B'Migdosh. Now we're leaving Hilchos Pigul in terms of Kodshim, of Mesechtes Vochem and Menachos, and we're going to Choshen Mishpat for a short moment. What's Choshen Mishpat? You remember that we learned in Mesechtes Vochem that who is typically the one that's Mefagil the carbon? It's the Kohen that's doing the Avoida. And everybody was up in arms. If the Kohen went and caused something to be Pigul, shouldn't he be punished? Shouldn't he have to go and pay, etc., etc.? And we said, in fact, that this is a Gemara. And this is a Gemara. We had this Gemara already earlier in the Sechtes Vachim, but Gemara brings it again. And we have now Kehanim Shepiglum and Migdish, and they did it b'mezid. Mezid, he knew fully well. Remember when Kehanim Shepiglu, Piglu means that we're going to eat it Chutzlas Manoi or Chutzlum Koimoi, the Nafkimin is the coming yet Chorus or not, but we're not talking about the Hilchos Kodshim, we're talking about now Hilchos Momin as Choshim Mishpat. We take the Koyin to Bezdin. Koyin, why were you mefagel my carbon? My carbon is no longer good. I got to bring a brand new carbon. Do you know how much carbonus cost today? To go and get a new par or a new kevis or a new aisle or whatever, it cost me $200,000, $500,000. Zokti Gemara, if the Koyin did it b'mezid, chayovin, he is chayv, he has to go and pay full amount to the Balbat. So that's what it says in the Brayz of the Mishnah. And the Gemara is now medayik, Hoshoygigin. It's a chmashma that it was b'shoygig, then it's p'tur, then he's part.
How can you be mefagel b'shoygig? What would be the circumstances?
He thought that this was a carbon shlomim, when it really was a carbon chatas, toyda, chatas, whatever. How long can you eat a chatas or a toyda for?
A night and a day.
A night and a day. And he said, oh, I'm going to have mine for this shlomim is going to be the best, it's going to be maybe shalom ba'olam. And therefore, you're going to be able to eat it 2 days. So that was the shoygin that he thought of.
Thank you.
No problem. Anyway, so shoygin is pure. Mr. Chmashma, shoygin is pot. Fine. So that's choshe mishpat. But Tani Alom, now there's an appendage to that in a brisa, that regardless whether it was mezid or shoygin, pigulon, that pigul is chal, even though it was a bubu, it was in error. But nevertheless, it's pigul. So Frank Dimon Hechidon. He knew that it was a karma chatas. The kamachashir bo l'shum shlomim, and he had in mind for a shlomim. Now, l'choyer, this has nothing to do with pigul, because when you're talking about chatas, and he has a mind for shlomim, this is a shaloi l'shma situation. Exactly. You had the kevim, the zochay, all these things are good. The truth of the matter is, a chatas typically, except for a sir nasi, chatas always in a kevim. But shlomim, you can bring both a zochar or a kevim. So from the gender of the animal, you don't really have a raya. But when the Gemara is saying now, on the surface, it has nothing to do with Hilchos Pigul. It has to do with Hilchos
Shinoi Koyish.
So what's going on over here? So Rashi immediately tells us that really his kavana of switching from Chatas to Shlomim was not because he wanted to switch from Chatas to Shlomim, but rather he wanted to go and give all the Kohanim an extra day to be able to eat from it, and that's why he said, oh, Rabbi Yisai Shlomim, because we're going to have a benefit of 2 days. And really? Is that pshat? Let's look at the Rashi about 8 lines from the top. U'machashe b'hu l'shum Shlomim, so Rashi, li'oichlon shnei yomim v'layla echad. That was his kavanah. The kavanah was not so much shlom chatas. He wanted to be able to give him more time to eat. The hashachish of lechol chatas chutz lezmanoi. The bigelhu. The din chatas yoyim v'layla. Everybody knows chatas yoyim v'layla. He wasn't trying to go and change the character of this carbon from a chatas to a shlomim. He just wanted to give everybody an extra day to be able to go and eat. And in fact, Toises brings the same shot of Rashi, Bekitzur Nimrit, to see the second Toises. The Kamafarish Bo L'Shlomim, Kloimar, he didn't get Shlomim. He means La'oich L'Shnei Yomim, O Kepir Shekunt, like Rashi just said. So that's, otherwise the Gemara doesn't make, sorry?
He's going against the Torah.
Of course he's going against the Torah. Anybody that is Mishana, Bakoidish, or Shinibalim, or is Mefagel, he's doing an Aveira. there are a lot of things that people do that they shouldn't be doing.
A coin.
Can you imagine a coin?
Criminal.
But unfortunately, loyalini. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, if a woman in Rabbi Cohen's Chanan Lebracha was here, he would also get upset that Kehanim should be suspected of doing. So this is all theoretical. This never happened in real life, but theoretical. So what happens now? So Nochmo, we have a Kohen that was Mafagil B'Mikdash, and he did it B'Shoigig, but the Pigul in his Pigul. So now, give me an example that he was Mafagil B'Shoigig. He knew that it was a Chatzis. And he said, I have in mind, Rabbi said we should be able to eat from this carbon for 2 days. Kohanim, don't worry that you have to schnell, eat it. No. Take your time. I have in mind now for 2 days. Therefore, it's pigul. If that is the situation, that is not a shoygig. He knows. Yada the chatas, he knows that it's a one dayer. And he has in mind for 2 days. No, that's amazing. When he's bringing this carbon, he's shechting it, he's assuming that it's carbon shlomim. The kamachash is bal l'shem shlomim, and he hasn't mind l'shem shlomim. So he was oker the real name of this carbon. It was really a chatos. He thought it was a shlomim, and he said shlomim uketani pigulon pigul. Alma, what do I see from this brisa very clearly? Akira betoyis havia akira. Even though he was, unfortunately, he made a mistake, he didn't do it intentionally, Abala Maisa Pigul and Pigul. So therefore, Rabbi says, I said a moment ago, Akira Betoyis, Loi Havi Akira, and I see a Befeirish Abraisa that is Shver on us, that says Akira Betoyis, Havi Akira.
Rabbi be so sure himself like that? And it's interesting, he says it, and then he brings proof against himself, and what answer?
Honestly, we don't have the answer yet, we're going to have the answer in a moment, sorry?
Intellectually honest.
Absolutely. He's intellectually honest. Absolutely. But that's the reason why I use the expression Misvina Shmaitin. It was our Shmaitin that I just said a moment ago. I asked the Kasha, or the Talmidei HaYeshiva asked the Kasha, L'chayvim b'feirish b'raisa, I mean. Amalei Abaye says, Nishkeferlech, we have a teretz. L'oilam diyod of the chatasi. He knew that it was a karm chatas. V'komachashe bol l'shum shlom. It's true, and he had in mind for shum shlom, meaning for 2 days instead of 1 day. And it's talking about that his shoygig was that he didn't know that you're not allowed to make that switch from a one-day carbon to a two-day carbon. He thought that everybody's going to celebrate and they're all going to give him the Nobel Peace Prize because he's now expanded the amount of time that you can eat a carbon. Instead of everybody rushing, make sure you eat it before Chatzos, or at least in the Minotoyra, until the morning. Shnell, it shouldn't become noiser. I give you an extra day, I give you an extra break. See, Rashi, that's a Rashi right after the one we had before. Mutter, Lishanas, he thought you're allowed to be Mishana, Dahina Shogigin. So his Shogig was not that he erred, that he thought it was a Chatas or a Shlomim or an Oil or whatever. He thought it's Mutter to go and be Mephagala Karban and expand it from 1 day to 2 days.
So was.
Zogta Braisa, on something like that, that Akira Betois is a. Is what was the Lashon
of Akira? Havi Akira was.
Lo havi. It's havi akira in that case. When I, Rabbi, said akira toys, loy havi akira, that's talking about he made a mistake in which carbon it was. He thought it was shlomim. I'm sorry. It was shlomim, was kivsi ateres. He thought it was elim, which were for an oila. That was the mistake. Of things that Rabbi, akira betoys, loy havi akira, since he made such an error, Gunish mit Gunish, forget about it, and Rav would hold Olu ba'olu with a good kvasim after all. I hear the Braisa says that carbon is pigle, and the person, anybody that eats from it, gets karis and all the rest. Is the chmash makira betoys? Havi akira? Here, the shoygig that we're talking about, the akira b'shoygig that we're talking about, is ba'oimer mutter. Ba'oimer mutter, that's a different situation than our case. Yes?
How can it be mutter? How can it be pickle then? It's not pickle perfect. If you have a flaw in the mechanics, in the machshavos of a korban, how can it be pigle? It's not pigle. I understand you say it's puzzle.
That's in that exact point that it's making the mistake. In other words, it's not a zaitika, it's not another
part. No, it's not external psal. Right. It's internal, but it's your incorrect thought about the korban. It denies it from being pigle perfect.
Pigle perfection means that you have to be perfect, not only that b'mezid, you shouldn't do something wrong, but even b'shoigig, it's got to be taka perfect. This person, by mistake, made a mistake, and it was mafagel. Nevertheless, mistakes happen, but they have crucial consequences when you make mistakes. So now it depends on the type of mistake. The rabbi, the question, the mistake that he made before, was that he thought it was Eilim when it was really Kvasim. He thought it was Oilis when it was really Shlamim. Says Rabbi Dusagunish, Lehaviakir. When did we say over here, the Gabi, the pickle, even though he made a mistake? Here the mistake was that he thought you're allowed to go be mafagel and increase a carbon's edibility or its time zone from one day to 2 days. So that's a different type of akira. So therefore, you can't ask on our halacha of Rav and the explanation the Rav gave from that price. Masav Rav Zeir, I have another kasha on that you said, that Rav said akira betoyis, loy havi akira. And the Gemara now quotes from the beginning of our Masechta. You remember we had this back on Beis, Amid Beis. Even though we start off the Masechta, Menochis, exactly like, or virtually word for word, like Masechta's Vachim. There it says, called Vachim, goes on. We start in our Masechta, Kol HaMenochis, Shenikbetu Shaloi Lishman, Ksheiris, V'loi Olu Labalim Shem Choyva. Reb Shimon, however, you remember we brought him Daf Beis Amid Beis, said, I respectfully disagree. Reb Shimon Oimer, Kol Menochai Shenik Mitzvah Shaloi Lishman Ksheirois, all the Lebalim Shem Choyva. Not only are they kosher, it's fine, it's good. Now you're wondering, what's the nafkimina between Zvachim and Menochai by Zvachim? Everybody agrees that it was Nizbach Shaloi Lishman kosher V'loi all the Lebalim Shem Choyva. And here it says Nikmat Shaloi Lishman. And it's all about Shem Chayva. Why? I'll tell you why. She'ena menachas doim lezvachim. There's a fundamental difference between the two. What's the fundamental difference? She'akoy mitzmachvas l'shemar cheshes. Ma'aseho moichichen oleho she'hi machvas. This is a korban machvas. And he says marcheshes. What's the difference between machvas and marcheshes?
A pan or a deep dish.
Very good. So we've had this already before, and Rashi reminds us, for those of us that have lost sight because we've been dealing all of these days with tzitzis and with tefillin and sefer Torah and with Ilchus Pigel. So just in case we forgot, shenik mitzu, about a quarter down the omens of Rashi, machvas marcheshes, shnei kelim hay. There were two different types of pans and pots used for cooking and baking, etc. Machmas, machvas, over umaseho koshin, umarcheshes amuka umaseho rakim. The difference is what we would normally call the difference between a frying pan and between a pot. If you're going and cooking chicken soup, you don't cook chicken soup in a frying pan. You go and do it in a deep pot. That's the marcheshes. On the other hand, if you're frying an egg, you don't fry an egg normally in a deep pot, you do in a frying pan. Okay. And a machlas. And that's why even today, I think in Eretz Yisrael they call it machlas. Regardless. Anyway, so you have a machlas and you have a machlas. Now, if and when, so typically when we think of a korban mincha, we usually think of the soles of the original flour. However, the Torah allows you to go and bring a korban mincha, not only the original flour, but also you can bring a minchas machlas and a minchas machlas and minchas mafeitaner, different types of menachas. But they're all kush of yush, everything is great. Good. So now, if you went and originally took the soilus and you used it to go and make a nice, delicious pancake out of it in a machvas, and then now you're bringing that as a carbon, so the koyin will say, make sure, poseis oisapitim, I have to be able to go and do my kmitzas, so you have to crumble it. Same thing with marcheshes. Marcheshes maser rakin. That's a much softer. It's more like a knedel, perhaps. So you take out, for those of you who don't know what knedel are, those are matzah balls. Good. Anyway, so you take it out, and there too you have to crumble it to be able to go and do the kmitza. Fine. Anybody, well, I wouldn't say anybody, but most people can go and tell the difference between a pancake and a knedel. Although the mafarshim add, that's when it's in its initial stage. Once you go and do your psisa and now you crumble it, they start looking more of the same. It's not exactly different. So anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So you have kol menachas shenik mitzvah lishman ksheiros v'lo lebalim shem choyva. She'ein menachas doim lezvachim. What's the difference? Shakoy mitzvah machvas shem marcheshes. What happens if you have taka pancake type of mincha? And the koyin who's doing the kmitza says, Raboisai, I have in mind l'shem yichud l'shem marcheshes. Everybody looks at him as if he's a little bit missile tzedrait, exactly. Maso and so they say mitumtam, right? Maso moichichon aleashim machvas. Everybody says, why are you saying marcheshes? This is machvas. This is pancakes. Similarly, Now, most of our menachas, he always added to it oil. Right. Which mincha did you not add oil?
The oil of the
Ored. Okay, the mincha of the oil of the Ored, which we call the minchas chote, exactly right. There, le'yosem ale levoina, le'yitzen ale Hashem, le'yosem ale levoina, because it has a status like a chatos. And you remember the Gemara said that the reason is we don't want this person to go around proudly, oh, did you see the mincha that I brought, you know, pure virgin oil, which we added to it, and we put on levoin, and it smelled so good, and we want this person to feel bad that he didn't have air. So therefore, you don't put on shemen, you don't put on levoin. So now what happens if I have a minchas chareva? And minchas chareva, by definition, is different than belula, because this is all very, very solid, no moisture whatsoever. And he screams out, the kohen says, I'm doing the shem belula for a mincha that Sonus. Is... Yeah, soulless, but the point is that it's wet as opposed to something which is dry. It's a dry mincha being brought by a minchas choite type of individual. And the kohen says, oh, we're doing lishon blula as if it's a regular minchas nidova. Once again, says Reb Shimon, anybody that looks what's going on sees he's making a fundamental mistake. This is not a wet minchas nidova, this is a dry minchas choite. Therefore, says Reb Shimon, if the Kohen makes that utterance that he says, I have in mind, Shini Kodesh, it's all Dvarim B'Telim U'Mavutolim Lo Sharirin V'Lo Kayomin Klal U'Klal. And that's why when you made the Kmitza, even though it's Shloi V'Shma, it's Kasher V'Ol L'Balim Shem Choyva. Rashi used the expression, we had this early on Masechta, he looks like he's Mechazev. Mechazev means he's just telling a lie. Not necessarily on purpose, but at least he's making a fundamental bubble. Ah, but Zvachim Enikein, Zvachim are different. Because when you're shechting any carbon, whether it's your oila, or whether it's your chatas, or whether it's your shlamim, or whether it's a pesach, or any carbon, all of them shechita achas lekulam. We're not talking about oifis, of course. That's malika. But any carbon, you shecht it exactly the same way. Kabbalah achas lekulam, you have the same kabbalah sadam. Izrika achas lekulam. No, Izrika achas lekulam is already a little bit problematic. Other than a chatas, all the other karbonois, where you do it lamata, so some you do shtayim shein arba, some you only do achas. But you remember we learned earlier in our Masechta, we know generally, that when it comes to any korban chitzoin, matona achas is enough b'di'evet. Lechat chilavad, you have to go and do whatever the Torah requires, but one matona is enough. When you're talking about korban chatas, that's a little bit more problematic, only in the sense that chatas, as you know, is lamala. All the other kabbonis are lamata. So that's what the Gemara says, that it's only by menachas maaseh mechichon that the choyel got become mechatas. It's all to maaseh mechichon.
Also, the gender also is a descriptive of what it is.
Very good. So back on Daf Beis and Gimel Dalet, you'll recall the Gemara went through a whole series of kabbonis where the Gemara said lechoyel because of the gender, because of the form of avoda. They are nicker. Right. And the Gemara, in fact, concludes, in your case of the different gender, the Gemara says that, in fact, if he's bringing a carbon oila, oila always has to be a zachar, and he goes and says, I have in mind for lemushal achatas, which other than tsirnosi, is if he says lemushal, I'm bringing for a chatas yochid, I'm not talking about a nosi, right, which is always in the case, it's either kizba seira, so it's nicker. The Gemara said that if Shimon would take agree in such a case, that would also be kosher v'ol lebalim shumuchayfa. Anyway, that was a Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta. So this is a beautiful brisa. But for a Gemara, obviously the person is making a boo-boo when he's switching from machvas to machreshes. Hey, Chidomi, explain to me what the circumstances were. Ilema diyoda de machvasi. He knows that it's a machvas. He's no fool. He sees that this is a machvas product. Become kamas lo l'shem machreshes. And he screams out, machreshes, machreshes, machreshes. Ki maseh mechichen mayhava. Who cares that you can tell the difference between machvas and macheshes? Isn't he being oiker bemezid from the status of the machvas that it is by screaming out macheshes, macheshes, macheshes? So why isn't that considered to be an akira? Why do you say that it's a kosher carbon? I should say he's oiker in the whole carbon disposal. It's an akira on the shini kodesh. Elalav musaf zayin dekasover macheshesi. Probably we're talking about, although it is a machvas, he erred and he thought it was marcheshes. He didn't look that carefully. He wasn't wearing his glasses that day, so he couldn't really tell. And he thought it was marcheshes. The kakomis l'lishim marcheshes, that's why he's screaming out marcheshes, marcheshes, marcheshes. The toh, and obviously this was not kira b'tohus. The hochu, only over here when you're talking about a karmen mincha maaseh ha-meichichan aleha ha-ba'alma, but were we to be talking about zvachen, whether you cannot tell the difference between a machvas and a macheshes, but rather when he goes and says, I am saying Elim instead of Kvasim, Kvasim instead of Elim, it's not crystal clear, especially if he's saying from one day to 2 days. Haba Alma, if it wasn't the case of Menachos, it would be case of Zvachim. Akira Betoyes, Havi Akira. Then Akira Betoyes would be considered to be an Akira. And now we get back to Rab at the top of the Amud, where Rabbi said Akira Betoyes, Loi Havi Akira. I'm bringing a Rai from this Reb Shimon that Akira Betoyes, Havi Akira. It's only by Menachos. They're separate, Maseh Machichala. But otherwise, Akira Betoyes, Havi Akira. Oy Vevei, is the Choyra. Rabba is being toa in Hilchos Akira when he says Akira betoyes lei havi Akira. Ibarai that Akira betoyes havi Akira. Omli Abai. The oilam di order the machvasi. He knew that it was machvas. Vikkomas lovishimar cheshes. And he's saying deliberately, bemezid, I have in mind from. Why a person would do that, I don't know. But that's what he had. He knew that it was machvas. He says, machesh, machesh. Ayrek amis ki maseo my chichan alea, my hava. You asked, what difference does it make maseo my chichan alea? The Masa, he said, Marcheshes. Why does Reb Shimon hold that it's kosher? Va'ol lebalim shem choyve. He was oker. Mar Rav Letami the Amar Rava. Machshav le minkra. Not Rava. It's Rava. Rav Letami the Amar Rava. Machshav le minkra. Pasal Rachmana. Machshav the minkra le pasal Rachmana.
Machshav and Yikum etoch Maisa.
Exactly. So it's not that you dismiss what he's saying and you're saying that Machazet. If you have a machshav is pigel, and it's not nikker, Torah says, well, since nobody can go
and nothing else to refute it. Here you have the evidence in front of you to refute it.
And therefore, machshav leminkra lepasar achmana, what he's saying is just gibberish and nonsense and narish guys and
you delete it, we can discard it.
He discarded, push the delete button, and therefore it's gunish mit gunish. Ah, yes.
A quick question. So, just in the procedure of the mincha of the pesisim, so a person goes to trouble, they make a machvas.
Mm-hmm.
They need to do kamisa, and so they crumble. Do they crumble all of it, or they crumble part of it?
I think you have to be crumbled all of it, but we haven't gotten to that.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I said, because you'd see in the pan, in the klisharis, you'd see some of the pancakes or latte, like
menachos
there.
What, the one and part that he was not.
Right, so it'd be more obvious. But if you do well, because you only need enough psisim to do the kmitzi. You don't need the whole isarum.
No, but I think the answer is you're supposed to be psisim the whole thing.
Okay,
I believe so. That's my recollection. Psisa,
okay.
Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so how have we end for the kasha? Because Rabbi was talking about Akira B'to'us. Oh, Akira B'to'us, they have Akira. Here wasn't Akira B'to'us. He knew that it was a machvas. And he did
amazing.
Intentionally, he did it. It was amazing, Marcheshes. So, Ibazoi, why do you say then that it's a kosher carbon, Maseh Mechichan Aleh? Says Rabbi, because the Torah only caused a machsheves pigel to have the legal effect of pigel. If it was machshavah d'li minkra, but once it's nikra, the Torah says what he's talking about is shlusim. Push the delete button, and we forget the word what he says.
It's nikra without a hanacha.
Oh, and with this we ended our sugya. The next Gemara Boisai is much much simpler. We're not talking about pigel anymore. Being oiker, zok the Mishnah. Hatamidim in ma'akven es ha-musafen le'musafen ma'akven es hatamidim. We're talking mashal on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov, or besides bringing the carbon tamid every single day of the year, you know, you brought two tamidim, one b'shachas and one b'ner aboyim. But in addition to that, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you had to add the carbon musaf. Oh, zuktin zemishta, the tamid is not ma'akev the musaf. The musaf is not ma'akev the tamid. And then you're scratching your heads. What does that mean that it's ma'akev or not ma'akev? And that's going to be the Gemara as soon as we start the Gemara B'yat Hashem when we finish the Mishnah. Two groups of musafin are not ma'akiv either one. In other words, if today, for instance, is Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you're bringing both musafi Shabbos and musafi Yom Tov, they're not ma'akiv each other. What does that mean? Right, you have to bring your tomit shel shachar b'boker. They didn't bring it in the morning. Why didn't they bring it? We'll discuss in the Gemara whether it was on purpose or there was a shortage of animals. For whatever reason, they didn't bring the kevis in the morning. Yakrivu bein harboim. Even though we missed out on bringing the kevis tomit shel shachar, continue bringing the tomit shel bein harboim as if nothing happened.
You can't bring any other korbanos though till you bring their first tamid.
Okay,
so at least the mizbeach is empty.
Isn't there tadir and?
Oh, very very good. So what you are bringing up is, if you go into the Gemara, see boy minei rabchia, right after the Mishnah, skip two lines. the Havalei Todir Umekudish. You see, that's
we had that.
Ariel, I'm so happy you're here. Baruch Hashem, you remind us of those Gishmaki Gemaras and that Todir. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. Now, so the Mishnah continues. Omer Pshim. When do I say Legabi the Kevis? If you didn't bring Baboiki, you bring in the afternoon. There's Mancha Yanusim. Oh, Shoygigin. There was an honest with a Shoygig. In other words, there were no behemoths in town. All the behemoths became Balamumin, or unfortunately, there was an attack from a foreign country, so everybody had to flee, so they couldn't bring the Tomashu Shachar. But Baruch Hashem, things settled down by the afternoon, they were able to go and bring the Kavim. Avim Hoyu Mezidin Loi Krivo Kevis Baboiki. If there were Mezids and they didn't bring it, of course, what's the likelihood that the Kayam is going to be amazing and bring it?
The Tzedukim, you never know. Troublemakers.
Yeah, those guys that go and pour the water onto the floor, and that's
right,
where you have
to throw it.
Were they to be don't bring it. So apparently, Reb Shimon holds that these two animals are like one set. And therefore, if you couldn't bring in the morning, you're an oinis nuan, oinis achmana patri, sure you could. But if you can, then you have to bring both. You can't go and say, I'll bring one in the afternoon, and not going to bring the one in the morning. They're ha toli baha, according to Reb Shimon. All of this, of course, is going to be explained in much greater detail in the Gemara. Not today, but tomorrow and the next day. Now, we have a similar case, and that's the halacha of ketoiris. Ketoiris, as you know, they brought a mona, that's a large portion of ketoiris, and prasp. In the morning,
the shafer's prasp.
Exactly. What happened to the hiktiru ketoiris baboyka? They didn't bring the ketoiris in the morning. Yaktiru ben aboyim, they go and bring in the afternoon. Parship shop means in the afternoon. Bring the second half. You missed the first half, the first pras in the morning. Bring the second half in the afternoon. Reb Shimon, the kulo hisakrevi ben aboyim. No, no, no. You don't bring just a half. Since you missed it in the morning, bring now the whole mona. Bring it back together.
Sosser himself, here he says that it's a set, and if you didn't bring it in the morning, you don't bring it in the afternoon. Here it says, it's from the same mona. It's originally the same kli. And yet, if you don't bring it in the morning, you make up for it.
To add to the perplexity, Reb Shimon now tells us words which, l'chaira, are totally irrelevant to our discussion. It says, Reb Shimon, the kula isakrei ben aboyim she'ein mechanchen es mezbeach hazo'ov el b'toydus asamim. When they did the original chinuch, when they opened up the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash, etc., you're not mechanchen unless you do b'toydus asamim. Otherwise, you cannot use a mezbeach hazo'ov for any purpose unless you do your first b'toydus asamim, and then it now becomes mechunach, you can go and use the mezbeach.
Except for Yom Kippur, when else would you use it?
Well, that's the point. Let's say it happens to be Yom Kippur morning, and it's a brand new mizbeach which we just installed. The old mizbeach got pelted with all different types of esrogim, and therefore was disqualified. They bring the mizbeach, and now you want to use it. You can first make sure you have your maktik toidus on it. Otherwise, this mizbeach is not qualified or competent for purposes of bringing a kart. For a mizbeach oila, you want to use a mizbeach oila for kabbanis. Mizbeach oila means the regular normal mizbeach hachoshes, which is out there. Mizbeach hachitzon. You can only use it el v'tomet shul shachar. You have to have used the tomet shul shachar. For a shulchan, you want to use your shulchan. Make sure that there was a first time a lechem upon a mishabes. For a menoira el b'shiv neiriseh bein raboyim, that you were madlik this menoira already once. All seven neiris bein raboyim, and now they become mechunach. The raboyim say, all of this is wonderful and it's beautiful. What does it have to do with missing a kevis baboiker or missing a half of the ketoiris in the morning? Rashi even says, chinuch man dechar shemei. Who is talking about mechanech? We're not talking about opening up a brand new Beis Hamikdash or a brand new menorah or a brand new mezbeach. What's going on?
It feels like a chasur nachsura.
Oh, okay, Mitchum, that's all going to be discussed tomorrow and future days. Today we're only going to focus really on the first part of the Mishnah, that a musaf is not ma'akiv the tamid is not ma'akiv the musaf. What does that mean? Boy menei Reb Chiya bar Avin mei Reb Chisma. That the Shaila Reb Chiya bar Avin asks is not addressed to our Mishnah. He's talking in general, generic terms, but we're going to bring a raya shortly from our Mishnah to this Shaila. Tzibur she'ein lehem tamidim u'mesafim. A tzibur that does not have enough animals for bringing your carbon tamid and your carbon musaf. L'moshel, every single Shabbos, just like every day of the year, you have to have two kivosim. Those are your regular tamidim. When it comes Shabbos, we only add two more oilos to the mixture. Another two kvasim. So you have to have four all together. And they didn't have enough. So now the Gemara assumes that we're talking about we only had two out of the four, l'moshel. What should I tell the Kahanim? Have in mind that we're bringing the carbon tamid today, or should I have in mind we're bringing the carbon musaf today? I only got two. What should I do? Hey, Chidon. One or one? Exactly. Very good. Bill likes to do a pshara and a one and one. Hey, Chidon. Eleimet midim diyoymei. We're talking about on Shabbos, l'moshel, the tamidim for that day, and the misafim for that day, and we don't have enough. No, Frank, the pshita, tamidi, but tamidim adifa, about the tamid has adifas, in other words, it has precedence. The havalu tadir, umekudish, it has both the status of being tadir, you bring every single day a tamid, and it's also mekudish, it's a mekudish dikka carbon, and you remember back in Mesecht Zvachim, on Daf Tzadik Aleph, the Gemara had a very interesting Toder Umakudish series of Shailas, and the Gemara said that when it comes Shabbos or it comes Yontif, don't think that that only applies to the Shabbos or Yontif halachas, but rather anything that you do on Shabbos infuses whatever you do with a special elevation, a special Shabbos. If you remember, the Gemara talked about over there when it comes Kiddush, which bracha do you make first? Do you go make the bracha first? There's a machlok between Beishamai and Beis Hillel. And the Gemara wants to say, well, making a Bayer Pri Gofen is a daily event, that's Todir. Making a Mekadosh Shabbos, you only do on Shabbos. L'chayr, you have a Shaila of Todir and Mekudosh, which comes first. And the Gemara says, no. Even the Birchas Hayayin that you make on Shabbos is also infused with a special Kedusha Shabbos. Anything you do on Shabbos automatically is Shabbistic, so to speak. So the Korban Tamid that I'm bringing on Shabbos has both malas. Number one, it's the Tadir every single day, and it's Mekudosh because I'm bringing on Shabbos. And the case of the Musaf, of course, is only Mekudosh, but it's not a Tadir. So what's the Shaila? Of course, Tadir Mekudosh. And this is what Ariel was talking about already 10 minutes ago, that the Tadir Mekudosh comes before the Mekudosh. So what's the Shaila? So what's the Gefreg to B'chia Barav? Ella, Tvinim Delamachar, Mesufin De Idna. Ah, what is our situation over here? It's already in the afternoon, so to speak, on the Shabbos or in Yom Tov, or actually Shabbos and Yom Tov. And next day is going to be Lamosha for Shabbos, and next day is going to be Sunday. So we have a shortage of kabbanis. So I have tmidim dilemachar. I need to have these two kabbanis kvasim for tomorrow. Tomin shoshacha, tomin shubin aboyim. But I also have masaf adin. I want to bring them today. So what should I do? Should I rather go and sacrifice these sacrifices literally today on Shabbos? Even though tomorrow I'll be stuck, I won't have any tamid. The next ship that is bringing in animals from outside is only going to arrive on Monday or Sunday evening or something like that. So what should I do? So that's probably the shayla now. Rabbi Chiya Barav, tamidim delamachum masafim to inna. So he's more. If that's the shayla again, tamidim adifi shekein daughter. Tell me, you bring every single day of the year. So the choyda that
now,
you
now, but the urgency is now.
100%. So that the more it says. Oh no! So this is part of the shayla. Do you say to me the madifish came tamid because you bring every single day of the year? You go and bring a tamid. Now since this tamid is tamid delamachar and machar is yom choyl. This is no longer Mekudish with that special Kedush of Shabbos, because in fact it's a Sunday carbon. It's not a Shabbos carbon. But nevertheless, it's a Tavid. Oy, Dil Musavin, the Divide Havel Mekudish. Musaf you bring today on Shabbos. Oh, Kudish. So maybe we should go and bring the Musaf instead of bringing them for Tmidim. Rashi says, Tub Shatim here in the Din that is Mekudish. Number one is Mekudish because it's a Shabbos stick of carbon. But number two, says Rashi, since you're bringing that today, and the Talmud you're only bringing tomorrow, so in a sense it's more Mekudish that it's on this, on, right. At this moment you have that Chiv to go and bring it, so you have a Kedusha which is in front of you, as opposed to a Kedusha or a carbon that you can bring tomorrow. So therefore, you have two good reasons why it's more Mekudish in a sense in the carbon title. So Dosi Yivein Nishayla from Priya Baravin, when it happens to be Shabbos, and you only have two behemoths left, should I rather go and use them today for carbon musaf, or should I use them tomorrow for a carbon tam?
And I couldn't say that maybe one will come, because it has to be set aside 4 days.
Four days for Bikur.
Oh, that way they talk about the Amid Beis at great length and great depth. Miyatushim. Amalei. So he told him, if that's your Shaila to Nisua, Dos is under the Mishnah. What's Dos is under the Mishnah? Ha tamidim ein ma'akvenes ha musafin, v'loi musafin ma'akvenes ha tamidim, v'loi ha musafin ma'akven zeh es zeh. What does all of that mean? What the Gemara means to say is, you see, our Mishnah says, neither one has adifus over the other, neither one is ma'akv the other. It says basically, Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You can decide on your own whichever you want. You
well, they're both all everybody's not talking who is more important.
So the Gemara hasn't really finished the Rai yet, but that's at least the initial part of the Rai. The Rai L'Choyre is, what you asked, which one comes first, there really is no preference or precedence over the one over the other, they're not mak. But now, of course, let's go into the details. Are we talking about he has plenty of kabbanis, he has enough for tamidim, he has enough of musafim, and now the question is, ulakadim, which one goes first? And maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying. To meet him, ima akvinus and musaf. If you want to bring the musaf first, no problem. Don't worry about the karmatam. You bring the karmatam later on, and it's gefeder. Or if you want to go and bring your tamidim now, no problem. The order makes no difference.
Why does tazer not come into play?
How can you even have such a havamina? Don't we have the famous rule? Minayim shlei davar koydim l'tomash shel shachar. Tomash shachar is always the first carbon every single morning. Tamalim ba'archale hu oila with a capital Hey, hey, ayidia v'yamarava oila oila rishoinet. That's got to be the first carbon. So what are you telling me? It doesn't make a difference. You can bring the musaf first. You can bring the tamalim. You see, the pasuk says you got to go and bring the carbon oila shachar first every day of the year. Muslim that the Mishnah talking about the Lesley. He didn't have enough karbanos. Aha, also let's continue on. The Idiyoim, are we talking about the same day? In other words, the same Shabbos, and I have to bring two tamidim, and I have to go and bring two musafim, and I only have two karbanos altogether. So am I? Why would we say in the Mishnah they're not ma'akid? Freitach Ariel, Todir Makudish, Todir Adif. Of course you have to bring the carbon tamid first. Well, what type of question is that? The question that was posed initially right after the Mishnah by Rav Chiya bar Avin, that it's on all fours, that's our case. That we're talking about a lav de lemachar, that today is Shabbos, I have two kabbanis left, two kvasim left, I can either use them today for my two musafim, or I can use them for tomorrow for my carbon tamidim. Uktanin, that's what the Mishnah says. In such dire circumstances, we only have two animals. Ain ha tamidim akvinis abusafim. V'ain abusafim akvinis tamidim. Al mekiadonin in us, we see that the answer to your question is, makes no difference. Decide on your own. Use your own discretion. Sit together with the other
one. We have a chiyuv mitzvah b'yidecha atach mitzena. We have a need to do the korban tummy today. We have questions
today. The other way around. We have mitzvah to go and do musafim today on Shabbos.
I'm sorry.
And tummy tomorrow.
So we'll worry about tomorrow. Today is today. We need to do the mitzvah today. How can this be a question?
That's one side of the tzad. The other side is that when it comes to karban tummy, that has to be done every day. Ariel keeps on reminding us, since the time is the beginning of the Beis Hamikdash, we've never had one day that we didn't bring our Kabbat Tamid. So L'Choyre, the Tamidus is so important, we should defer it to tomorrow. I can't bring the Musaf, I'm sorry, you know, toss the Avisi, and we don't say Tachna today because it's Yud Beis. Yeah, 100%, but Lamas said Shabbos, good. But bottom line is that maybe the Tamidim come first.
So the Choyre can make a decision to skip the Musaf this week.
You got to skip something.
Okay.
So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is the Chayru we can be poshut the Shalat that we asked on the Amar Aleph that you can do either one. No, you can't be poshut. Oilam the Islo. It's talking about that they in fact had enough kabbanis. They had four kvasim available today, two for tamidim and two for musafim. So what was the Shalat? Why does Mishnah say that not ma'akiv? You had plenty. Islo the kadeim. Which one goes first? You just said now it says who oila avada the tumid goes first. Shle hey dover koidem. You're right. You're 100% right. A mitzvah be almahu. That's chavada lichatchila. If you ask, if the koyin asks the bezdin, I'm a brand new koyin, first day on the job. What do I bring first? Do I go and bring first my carbon tumid or my carbon musaf? Avada the gon tumid. You learn for 5 years to do the avoid, and you never learn that halacha. Avada the tumid comes first.
Take back his diploma.
And now he tells the bezin sheepishly, "I made a mistake. I brought already one carbon, and I had in mind for musaf. What do I do now?" They tell him, "If you did a bit of it, it's not ma'akiv. You don't have to cry. It'll be okay, my man, tired to eat. But next time, be careful. Always bring the tumid first." So it's not makif. If you already brought the carbon musaf, say, I violated this rule that I have to bring hu'oila the first, so let's start all over again from fresh. I'm going to go and bring my tomit shoshachar, and then I'm going to bring my musafim, and tomit shoshachar. No, but yeah, but it's not makif. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. I know you think to yourself, doesn't make a difference, Heint, unfortunately, Leolena, because we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. However, stay tuned, exactly. I had somebody ask me, Tak, a few years ago, it was on Shabbos, and the person absent-mindedly, when everybody was davening shachas, he came, of course, a little bit late to shul, so, you know, was a little discombobulated. Who comes late to shul? Doesn't everybody come on time? I guess some people. Anyway, I'm not addressing anyone. I'm not looking at anyone, so don't just think of that. Anyway, the point is that this person, everybody davened shachas, he unfortunately davened musaf by mistake. And he comes over to me afterwards, he says to me, what do I do? Do I have to repeat it? Don't they have to repeat it?
Did he daven shachris already?
No, he didn't daven shachris. Yes, that was his first one. Everybody else was davening shachris, even by mistake he davened musaf first. So do you go and say, well, since the whole shachris is keneged the tamid shul shachar, like we have in Mesechta's brachas. Good, so it's keneged the tamid shul shachar, and the musaf that we daven is keneged the musaf, so you have to be ho oila. It has to go first. Shachris has to go before musaf. But that's, of course, l'chatchila. But b'di'evet, what would be the din? So the Gemara, assuming the halacha l'mais is like, I go on. Halacha l'mais, if you ever had that chayla, ask a competent rabbi, don't ask
actually,
me.
It came up, and somebody forgot to say Yalav Yovo and Shacharis, and then the Musaf, they said, it was Rosh Chodesh, they said the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, do they have to go back and repeat Shacharis since they're already mentioned the Zecher of Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, right?
Very good. Good.
And I remember Rabbi Tarshish Olshim said, no, I said, you're in Maskir Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back.
Really? Interesting.
I remember you told me you said you disagree with that, Pesach, when I told you about this years ago.
So what was your
take on it? I would go and send them to Big Poising, not to me.
It's not enough time. It's in Dominion. It's Rosh Chodesh and school starting. You got to get to class.
Based on what we learned in the Mishnah, assuming that the halacha, the Gabi Tfilis is identical to halacha bar mitzvah. If it's a parallel, then you would go and say, "Avad lechitchil, you have to go and daven shachris before musaf." But if you daven musaf first,
and your shachris wasn't kosher because you neglected Yalav Yovo, you should say.
And then you're adding one more dimension. Right. I'm just talking about a regular, normal Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Yom Tov, it's just Shabbos. And he daven musaf first, and now the question is, does he have to re-daven the musaf later on? In other words, is a ma'akim, he has to go and daven for shachris, and then daven musaf after that.
What if it came time for
One second. From our Gemara, it sounds like that avad l'chetchel daven shachris before musaf. If you erred and you daven musaf first, then you daven shachris later. This could happen if any person that comes into a shul, they daven at 9:30, and he walks in at 11:30 when they're davening musaf. So he says, well, I want to go and get the minyan daven together with the elves. And he davens musaf together with everybody else, and then he remembers, oh, he didn't daven shachris yet. So he's going to daven shachris, of course. Does he have to repeat the musaf after all? Because shachris comes first. According to our Gemara, Alma Ki Adoni Nino, they're exactly the same. And it b'di'evet, and therefore you do not have to repeat the musaf again if you already said musaf. Okay, anyway.
In the case of Yom Kippur, where you're davening, it's already time for Mincha.
Right.
You haven't davened Musaf yet. So that should you daven Mincha first and then Musaf?
Every Shabbos. Shabbos.
It could be in many places.
No, Shabbos in the winter, when Tzman Mincha comes and people are still haven't finished daven Musaf yet.
Exactly.
They're slipping the davening.
Good. So, and we continue on. Toshima, we have not been able to push it our. The Shaila, because the Shaila that was posed was talking about that they did not have enough for today and for tomorrow. Should I use them today for the carbon musaf today, or should I use it tomorrow for the carbon tomid shoshachar tomorrow? So that Shaila remains open. Our Mishnah was not dealing with that case. Our Mishnah was dealing with the Islu. He had plenty of kabbalists. The only question was that they erred in bringing the musaf before the shachris. Do I have to go and fast now 40 days and 40 nights because I made a mistake? So the Mishnah is not makif. You did the musaf first, okay. Next time, do the shachris first. You do the tamid shul shachris. Okay. So we haven't been poishah the shalat. Toshima, let's be poishah the shalat from the following braisa. Bush Tatum. Maybe it's Mishnah Masach's Erechim. Ein poichsin mishisha tloim of Vukarim Belishkas atloim, kide le Shabbos, or lishne yom toivim, so Rosh Hashanah. Make sure that you always have in the Lishka of the Lishkas atloim, tloim means the animals, the Lishka that we're talking about is a special chamber that they had in the Beis Hamikdash. It was a southwestern chamber of a larger chamber called the Beis Hamoikin that had four around it.
It was in the north. The northwest. The northwest.
This was the southwest.
But the southwest corner of that northwest chamber.
Exactly right. Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah there, Ein Poyach Mishish Tloim, always make sure that you have six Tloim, that means for our purposes, six Kvasim, HaMavukarim. Mavukarim means that they've been properly inspected for at least 4 days before. In other words, only 4 days before these animals found themselves in Lishkas Tloim, somebody was Mavakir. Mavakir over here means to go and inspect, to make sure that they were not Balei Mumin. So at all times you have to have six Tloim there, that Lishkas Tloim. Why? For 3 days in a row, Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and implicit in this Gemara, the Gemara doesn't really speak it out.
Is there still in it? I heard a beep. I thought maybe it died.
Baruch Hashem is very good. We have a lively Shir Baruch Hashem. Nothing is dead. Every Baruch Hashem, everything is alive. Anyway, so continuing on. I think you heard something else, but nothing happened. Everything is fine. Alts is good. Anyway, so not less than six Tloim. Why? For Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So on the surface, what we're saying is Shabbos requires two Tloim for the Tomei Shoshach, Tomei Shoben Aboyim. And the same thing is every day of the year. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And if those 3 days happen one after the other, you want to make sure that you have enough Karbanos to supply for all those 3 days. Now, the Gemara, the underlying assumption in the Gemara is that you can go and purchase in the marketplace Tloim HaMavukarin. In other words, you go to a seasoned, experienced Behemah Soicher, and your Gizbar from the Beis HaMikdash, he tells you, you see in that right-hand corner there in the back, I have a group of animals which I already did a Bikur on already 4 days ago. So you could buy these types of things in the open market. And if you don't believe it, you'll see the Mashkiach signed the certificate underneath that all of these animals were already checked four days ago, and they're all without a mumin, they're all fine. But you can only go into such a store during the week. On Shabbos and on Yom Tov, of course, these stores are closed.
Not even on credit.
I'm sorry? Even if you get on credit, but the storekeepers all are in shul davening together with you. That being the case, you won't be able to procure these Tloim on those 3 days. Okay, throughout the year, the maximum that you normally have to worry about is 2 days, 1 day in a row. When Yom Tov falls out on Friday, Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, so you got 2 days in a row. What's the time? So you only have to worry about having in supply in the Beis HaMikdash for the 2 days, four Tloim altogether. Once in a while, once in a Yovel, Rosh Hashanah falls out either Thursday, Friday, and then you have Shabbos, which happens fairly frequently even nowadays, well, at least once in a while. And then, of course, you could also have, not nowadays, because we Adu Rosh, but at times in the Beis HaMikdash, you could have theoretically Shabbos, Sunday, and Monday. Why today you can't, because we Adu Rosh, based on the Hillel's calendar, but at that time, it all depended on when the Shluchim would come into the Beis HaMikdash and identify themselves and say that we saw the Levana, whether it's the Rosh Hashanah started already, hasn't started yet. Okay, anyway, even in the Beis HaMikdash, even in Yerushalayim, they were noyig 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We, of course, in Chutzlar, it's annoyed by all the Yom Tovim, but they only by Rosh Hashanah, because there the word didn't get out yet which day is Rosh Hashanah. So both days, they were noyig Kodesh. Okay, so you have 3 days in a row. During those 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, you're not going to be able to go and buy a Tlem Mavukar. Make sure you got six Tlem there inside that Lishka. Frank Tamar Hechidami, let me understand what's going on. Elamed Islay, if you're talking about that he has plenty of kabbanis, in other words, the Gizbarim, the Mamunim and Beis HaMikdash, have tons of behemoths available, to me, the Musaf and Tuva have it. It's not just six. We have to have many, many, many more.
The 127 or whatever it is. Well, whatever.
Okay, we're talking about specifically for Rosh Hashanah and for Shabbos. So how many do you need for Rosh Hashanah and for Shabbos? So Rashi says, look at the third or fourth narrow line. Rashi, we need some Tuva have the Esrim v'tarz itloim b'inan. We need altogether 22. Why do you need 22? If you have a shisha, let's meet them. That, of course, every day, two, six. And shesha shalim musafim. And 16 for the musaf. Now, how do you get 16 for the musaf? L'choira. Because you have two for Shabbos. Every Shabbos you have two for musaf. And then you have 14 for the next 2 days. Seven and seven. Kvasim each time. Seven, seven. Ah, so that's your cheshvin, l'choira. The Yeshita Mekubetzis is not happy with that pshat, because he says they never brought double karbonis first day and second day Rosh Hashanah. Rather, and of course for this we'd have to go back to Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Maseches Sanhedrin, where they talk about these things. The first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Oilam said the first day of Rosh Hashanah being the 30th day of Elul. So the question is, will we have two shluchim, two edim coming in quickly saying that they saw the new Levana? We don't know. Maybe they're going to come in 5 minutes before Mincha. They're going to be running out of breath. We've been running all the way from Tzvas, all the way from Tel Aviv, or Bnei Brak, whatever, to get here in time to go and tell you the good news. Yes, we saw the new Levana. And what happens if, in fact, the Bezin is still in session because it's still before Mincha, before Shkia, whatever, and we accept the Eidus that day? Oh, yeah, that means L'mafreya, today was Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, they made a takana, Rabbi Yisai, don't do any malacha today, because the two Eidim may come and tell us today was Rosh Hashanah. What happens if they only come after Shkia? Then we go and tell Rabbi Yisai, continue acting as if today is Rosh Hashanah. In other words, don't do any issim malacha, but we're only going to go and announce Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, because we're not going to go and accept their Eidus now, we're going to accept it the next day, and tomorrow is going to be the real Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we go and say on the first day, since they came after the Zman, that that was not Rosh Hashanah, it was just a mistake, says the Gemara, because I'm afraid that next year people are going to say about the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim haven't come yet, I know it's going to happen, it's going to be like last year, and they're going to deny it, so therefore I'm going to do some Malacha, because retroact, and of course the Eidim might this year do come on time.
And it will be Rosh Hashanah.
Exactly.
Will be Malacha.
So that's why they were noig both first day and second day Kodesh. But they didn't bring the Karbonis Musaf on the first day of Rosh Hashanah unless and until the Eidim came. So if the Eidim came in time before Mincha, we were able to go and still bring the Karbonis Musaf before they brought the Tamar Shulbin Aboyim, shnell, bring the Musaf today. Avad. But then they didn't bring it the next day. On the other hand, if they only came La'achar Zman, then we're not going to bring the Musaf at all today. We're going to bring it the next day.
You never needed in this.
So why do you have to have 14? As we afraid, the Cheshitim commences. Shita says the answer is very simple, Rabbi Say. You forgot something. What did you forget? Every Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh also requires seven kvasim. And Rosh Hashanah requires seven kvasim. So the 14 is for one day of Rosh Hashanah. Among these 2 days, or between these 2 days. Whether you're going to bring the 14, the first day, the second day, yeah.
But this day that's Rosh Chodesh is also the day of Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're bringing 14 for in total.
Exactly, in total. And two because of Shabbos, 2 plus 14 is 16. But the second day or the first day of Rosh Hashanah
does not.
You don't bring any kabbonis at all, depending on when the Eidim came, earlier or later. Anyway, that's the Shita Mukubet says, Ayin Sham. I knew you'd be happy with that. That's why I wanted to share with you. Okay, so anyway, so Frank Dimara, if you're talking about that there are plenty of kabbonis, why are you only talking about the Shisha Tzolayim? We should be talking about 22, Zukturashi. It's two v'havim. El alav the lesley. Oh, there's a shortage. We don't have enough kabbonis. And why are we putting six in the Lishkas Atloy Mishmamina? If you only have six, Tamidim Adifi. Don't go and say, Lamushal, if Shabbos happens to be the first of the 3 days, oh, let's go and Shnell bring two for the Tamid and two for the Musaf. No. You have to have six altogether for the three times Tamidim, three times two on the 3 days. Zaytman Doch, that whenever you have a shortage, Tamid goes before Musaf. So we can be poisher arsh aylam. Have the more light. The oilam de islay. The truth of the matter is, we had plenty of kabbanas. V'achi karma. What he's saying is, ein poichsin mishisha tloim uvakarim belishkas atloim dalid yomim koidim shchita. Why? Because this is a gzeiras hakasev that only applies to the carbon tamid. It doesn't apply to any other carbon. Of course, every carbon you have to be mavakir to make sure that it doesn't have a mum. Avad. But you don't need 4 days earlier. Where did we take this 4 days from? We took it from Mitzrayim. Well, what are you talking about Mitzrayim? Omani ben Bagbagi. Why was Ben Bagbag called? Isn't that a strange name, Ben Bagbag? Where did he get such a funny name? I'm sorry?
It's Bananas. Bananas
is another person.
Right.
He was cousins, maybe. But why did he give him Ben Bagbag? And there's another one I thought you were going to go and tell. Shteitach in the Mishnah, also Masechtas Uvis, Ben Hei Hei Oimer, right? From Tzara Agra. So you have Ben Hei Hei, Ben. Where did you get these funny names from? So there's a Toisis in Chagiga, towards the beginning, on the Yomid base. But Toisis says that the reason is both Ben Bagbag and Ben Hei Hei were Geirim. So what does it have to do with the price of tea in China? Who were the first Gerim in Klal Yisrael? Not really Gerim, but who were the first Gentiles who became Jewish, so to speak? Avram and Sarah. Avram's original name was Avram. Kadosh Baruch Hu added a hey. Sarah was originally Sarai. Kadosh Baruch Hu added a hey. Then hey is referring back to I'm a child of Gerim, and I remember my that the legacy of the I'm also an Einikot.
My spiritual ancestors, my Avram and Sarah.
Exactly. So what does it have to do with Ben Bagbag? Right. Because Beis and Gimel is big gematria hey. Beis and Gimel, 2 and 3 is 5. Ben, I don't say this, this is twice, it's in the Chagig. So Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey were Gerim. Yizrok Yimara, so, okay, what did he say about us? The sign you stay in the brakes of Ben Bagbag, Oymer, Minayin le Tomit Shetoun, Tomit, Shetoun, Bigger Dalid Yom Koydim Shechita, Tomit Loim, it says in the Pasek, Tishmeru Lahakalib Moyadu, we always laying this on Rish Koydish, if you look at Uis 1. Tavis Bnei Yisrael V'Matalei Meskabani Lachmi Lishai Reyach Nichoche Tishmeru Lahakrav Liba Moyadai. So it says Tishmeru. What's the Psaloshin Tishmeru? It should go and say it's Kabani Lachmi Lishai Takrivu. What's the Tishmeru Lahakrav? Oh, there's a din of Shmira. Ulalonu Oymer, it says the Gabi the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim where Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael on the 10th day of the month go and get your keves for purposes of bringing your Korban. So what does it say in the Pasuk? I'm telling you today on the 10th day, and I want you to go and bring on the 14th day. So why did he tell him 4 days earlier? Because they needed beaker dalad yamin. What did they do with the keves those 4 days? Why did they tie it to the bedpost?
So it won't run away, mark the plate.
Yes, yeah, so why did they tie it to
the Egyptians shouldn't see it and be enraged.
So they asked this question to the Panovich Ruv. They said, Panovich Ruv, I don't understand. This is the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is getting as a nation. And what do? I tie it to the bedroom post. If anything, I would put in my svarim shtib. I would take it to my besmedish and attach it to our kodesh and send it at a bedpost. So strange. He said that the kedusha of Klal Yisrael starts in the bedroom. In other words, that he made a major campaign for mikvahs. That a mikvah is more important than a shul, and it's more important than a bismedish. It's the most important mitzvah by Klal Yisrael, that the taras mishpacha. So that was his battle cry. The Panovich Rav. Even the Panovich Rav, his whole life, he was building and building and building the yeshiva and building the orphanages and the base bati office and everything else. But mikvah is the most important. So he said, I heard this from Max Schreiber, Zechana Levracha, who was a major founder and benefactor and philanthropist and supporter of the Taras Mishpacha in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so 4 days before. So there it says, L'mishmeres. And here it says, Tishmeru, so l'on shmira, shmira. Ma'alalon ton bikar avayom, kodim shchita, avkan ton bikar avayom, kodim shchita. So therefore, it has nothing to do with Musafim. You could have had another Lishka Satloim somewhere else when you had 100 animals. We'll go.
Probably did, offside.
Offside, whatever. For purposes of the Lishka Satloim, the 6 animals, those were Meyuchad for Karban Tamid, Mavukar Arbiyam. Good. Omri Ravina Ravashi. I have problems with the mechanics, so to speak. Hani Shisha Shivahava. Isn't there a problem of 7 to meet them all together? Why? The Ikad Tzafra, the Tlos Meshabata. Assuming that Rosh Hashanah, for instance, was Sunday and Monday. Right. So you told me I had enough kabbalas, 2 for Shabbos, 2 for Sunday, 2 for Monday. I wake up now Tuesday morning. What about bringing
I'm short.
So you're going to say, I'm going to go and buy it on Matzah Yontif and Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Yontif, everybody is sleeping and the stores are closed.
Ishechag. It's also some Gedalia. Of course, that means the best Midrash is in existence.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, the point is, you're not going to go and find a Tumbin Mavukar 4 days at night after Shabbos or after Yom Tov. Our gear sitting more is the Tzafet, the Tlos Mishabata. Rashi has the gear, so you see in his beginning words, the Ika Tzafet, the Chad Mishabata. In other words, if you had 3 days of Yom Tov, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday morning, and then Rashi says at the end, the last 2 lines of that Rashi, right before the wide lines, V'odinami you have a Rosh Hashanah, B'rishim Hashayni, Matzalimim, for Ika Tzafet, the Shlishim Mishabat. That's our Gemara, that's our gear. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. The point is, don't I need a 7th one for the next morning? So I have to have in reserve, in the Lishkos Loim, 7, not just 6. Bring the more of the Tamach. Once you're asking that question, Tamanya have, don't you need 8? Why do you have to have 8? The Ika de Panya de Mali Shabsa. Assuming that you're talking about Shabbos and then Sunday and Monday, so then on Erev Shabbos, you have to make sure the Gabuim and the Mamunim and the Gizbarim, they're the Beis Midrash, they have to prepare everything to be in time for Shabbos and Yom Tov, you know, to make sure we have a storage of enough stuff. So now, it's Erev Shabbos, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos is going to be another 2-3 hours. Schnell, what's on the itemized list of things that we have to be concerned about? We still have to bring a Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim this afternoon. We're not finished yet. It's Friday. Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim. And then we have the 3 days. And then we have the next morning on Tuesday morning. So don't they need eight altogether? So why only ask at seven? Once you're going into these details, you need eight. See, my whole like, doesn't this gefährlich? The boss of the Akrav Ka'amar. This cheshvin that we're making about the six, which you're asking about the seven, is talking about that they were already makriv the korban on Erev Shabbos, and now the Gizbarim say you still have a couple of minutes left before Hadlokas Neiris, before whatever. Oh, how many tloim do we have? Lishkas, what? Nothing to worry about. We have Baruch Hashem, we have six, and everything. There's six we're going to cover for the next 3 days. That's the Gemara's kasha. Only kol mokim shiva hava. So it's not a, the eighth is not a kasha. Okay, because we already brought the Tumah Shel Bein Arbayim. But don't you have to worry about seven? So it's my latana be al makoi, or my kedei l'shabbos for beis yom toim shor hashana simnem be alma. We don't mean that you have to have six because Rabbi said today is Friday. Make sure that Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that will be have enough for the carbon tonne. No. He's saying the minimum that you have to have every single day of the year, whether it's times of Rosh Hashanah, or whether it's the week before Purim, or whether it happens to be around Tisha B'Av, makes no difference. Every day of the year, make sure that you have six tloim uvukarim inside the lishka. If you're going to go and say, is it six, is it seven, is it eight, I have such a, whenever it comes to numbers, my mind always wanders, I can't remember. So they give you an eitzah. The number that you have to have is like the number that you have on Rosh Hashanah, mid Shabbos together, which is the only time a year that you have 3 days in a row, which are quote-unquote Kadosh, which are Yom Tov,
consecutive.
Oh, so you have those 3 days. It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so it's going to be Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So you always have to have six. So therefore, don't ask me, you really need seven, you really need eight. I'm just talking about the minimum that you need in that Lishkas Rishonim at all times is always six. Yes, it could very well be that you're going to have to be concern yourself if it's going to be the day after Hashanah. But it's talking about the day after Hashanah. No. That's just a simon ba'alma. Dekanami dektani. Look at the Lashon of the Brice. It says, Kedei l'Shabbos. V'loi kedoni l'Shabbos l'beiz yom tov shor Hashanah. The Kedei is a hint, that it's a giveaway, that it's a simon. You want to remember what the number is. Is it three? Is it four? Is it five? Is it six? Is it seven? Remember, it's like the number that you would have before Shabbos and 2 days beyond this. Consecutively, you have to have six altogether. So now the question is, where taka does this six come in? Why FF six? Why not eight? And why not four? And why not 12? The simon is a good simon. The 1 to 6, I have to remember it. So these, but why taka six? Why not more? So there's a fairly lengthy Rashi, but the Shita has a shorter version, which I think is easier to follow. Now we just have to find it.
It's the first Shita?
I don't know if the first one, the second, or the third one. No, we'll try to find it. Okay, it's Shita Mekabetzis. In my Gemara, it's on the left-hand side. Rashi, second line. You have that, Rashi, second line. Rashi, Tibra Maschel, Hochi Gersinan. Kula Muvukar. Do you have that in yours?
Yeah.
Or do you have a Shita Mekabetzis in yours?
I have a Shita Mekabetzis.
You don't have a Shita Mekabetzis?
No.
Okay, so you have it merged together. So it's probably... It's, I think, Ois Ches, if I'm not mistaken. Do you have Ois Ches?
Yes.
Okay, how's it going?
Thank you.
Kula Mavukarin?
Yes, it's the first wide line in this.
Beautiful.
Ketzad.
Oh, it's Ketzad. How do you have the Cheshvin of six? Ketzad. Meheri Yabana Beis Amidish. You see how he starts off?
Yeah.
Until now, this is not Nagir Lamais, it's Hilchas Lamashicha. Yeah. But Meheri Yabana Mitchum, hopefully today or tomorrow, it's Tana Beis Amidish. It's Imroi Hamizbeach Lihischanech. So now, we're going to set up shop and we're going to inaugurate the Beis Hamikdash just like we inaugurated in times of Moshe Rabbeinu and Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So we're going to be mechanech the Beis Hamikdash. How are we going to mechanech it? Let's assume, he gives us an example, Berviyah v'Shabbos on Wednesday. I don't know why he selected Wednesday better than Sunday or Monday. Abazoy Shteitu on Wednesday. So Rosh Yaschil Levakir HaTemidim Shol Yoy Machinuch. Those that we're going to bring today on Wednesday, they have to have 4 days before. We're going to have to start Miyam HaShabbos Shalafanav. from Shabbos before that.
You can do Bikur on Shabbos?
That's what was even bothering me even more. Right. Why does he bring a case of Shabbos? Right. Zayin Zechos Bikur doesn't involve any malacha. You look at the animal, you look at the top, you look at the bottom. If you're going to try to fix the moon, that's a problem. But you're not trying to fix anything. You're just looking. So apparently that is okay. So that's on Yom HaShabbos. Shulafanav, Tainu Dalid Yomim Lefnei Hakrav Vosay Levad Miyoyim Shechita. Why? Because that Shabbos will be day one, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 4 days altogether, right? Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
4 full days.
4 full days prior to the Yom HaChinuch. So when on the Yom HaChinuch, on that Wednesday, we're going to have to go and shecht. There won't be a problem because, Baruch Hashem, we have enough animals that we've already been mevakir from before. Now, for that day, for that Wednesday, I only need two. Those were the two that I was mevakir on Shabbos. But I'm going to continue being mevakir on Sunday, two new animals. And on Monday, another two animals. Right. And first, Tuesday, another two
first
animals.
First in, first out.
Oh, very good. So now what's going to happen? In other words, I won't be able to use the Sunday ones anymore for Wednesday, because I need 4 days before the Yom Shechita. But I'll use the Sunday ones for Thursdays. Thursday, ubishayin b'Shabbos. The Monday, I'm going to go and do shnayim acherim letzayachim above for erev Shabbos for Friday. Ubishlishi b'Shabbos shnayim acherim liyoyim haShabbos. Nimtza b'lishkas haTloim. So we started off with 8 tloim altogether. How do I have 8 tloim? 2 from Shabbos, 2 from Sunday, 2 from Monday, 2 from Tuesday. In other words, 4 days in a row. 2, 4 times 2 is 8 altogether. Koydim shiyaschu lechanach hamizbeach. Before I even have the Yom Chinuch, which was on Wednesday. Now, when it's Wednesday, that's going to be the Yom Chinuch. Maybe this week too. Who says we have to wait till Wednesday? Maybe it'll be tomorrow.
We better get going.
Hamuvukarim dalid yomim. When I take the first two, which were the first two, which were Muvukarim from Shabbos, Adayin Nisharu Belishka Vov Tloim, I'll still have six Tloim left. See, that's why you have to have Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, to remember the numbers, not to go and say 4 and 5, to remember that it's 6.
You always have that buffer and inventory.
Exactly. So you have the two that you've used, which were from Shabbos, now you're left with 6. Of course, now on Wednesday, it's Tzarech, you have to go and bring two more Lelishka Shnayim Acherim, Litzorech Echa B'Shabbos, for the next Sunday, V'chein Li'oilam. Nimtzu. That's why the bottom line is Nimtzu. Shleiv v'chesu belishka pachis mishisha tloim uvukarim. You'll never have less than 6, because on any given day, once you really start off with 8, but once you take off the 2 that you're using now, so that you have now a short period of time, you only have 6. No problem. You'll soon replenish it by getting new substitutes, so then you'll have 8. But at least the minimum at any given time is always
never less than 6. You can have 8 or maybe even more, but never less than 6.
Exactly. He says, don't make the mistake that every one of the Tulem and Lishkas Tulem is a Mavukar Dalid Yom. That's not true. Because when they were Mechanech, the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash, guess what? Only two of them were Mavukar Dalid Yom. The ones from Sunday were only 3 days, and the ones from Monday were only 2 days, etc. But by tomorrow, on Thursday, then I'll have the 2 new ones from Sunday. So really, every single day, you only had 2 Mavukar. You didn't have 6
two
or 8 Mavukar.
2 eligible Mavukar.
Okay, 2 eligible to go and do that day. All the others were only Mavukar. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, but not 4 days.
And if they had a Mum, what'd you do?
You change.
No. Problem is this: you have 8 tlaim. Okay, use 2. Mm-hmm. Now you have 6. You're down on your minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
1 is a mum.
Yeah.
Now you have only 5. 5 that are basically in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? How do you get? How do you replenish?
You could buy. We assume that there's sources outside. Too.
Exactly.
Oh, so you have other people in the shadows. A shadow.
So why do you have to have it in the first place?
No, because that's
Shmira.
Right.
But it's not Ma'akiv. Right. Maybe that's another pshat. Not Ma'akiv. You're gonna go break. Okay, I have a one.